From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Republican senator voices concerns about developments in Iraq. And that is our lead today. U.S. troops battled guerrillas in and around the Iraqi city of Fallujah, with a number of U.S. Marines reported killed and wounded. This follows last week's brutal killing of four American civilian contractors in Fallujah. There are reports of fighting elsewhere in Iraq as well, and radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, sought by U.S. authorities, reportedly remains at large in the city of Najaf. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Anne Garrels. Anne, welcome to Day to Day, and let's go to Fallujah first. What can you tell us about U.S. operations there?
Alex, I'm afraid I don't have a lot of information on that. U.S. officials aren't giving any operational details. We do know that the U.S. Marines have encircled Fallujah. They've blocked all access in and out. They've also blocked the road to Jordan, which goes on beyond Fallujah.
Generally speaking, I just wonder what the heck is going on. The wire services report outbreaks of serious fighting in many parts of Iraq, the Sunni triangle west of Baghdad, and in the south as well. It suddenly seems as though everything's exploding.
That's exactly right. The U.S. is now being confronted essentially on two sides, against the Sunnis, and now they're facing increasing uprisings by the Shiite militia led by Muqtada Sadr, who has a devoted following.
There is this warrant for his arrest, but he's being defended, I read in the wire services, by hundreds of his followers down in Najaf. Is there an attempt to actually take him into custody?
So far, there doesn't appear to have been an attempt, and this whole arrest issue is quite astonishing. U.S. officials acknowledged yesterday for the first time that there's been a warrant out for him for some time. They have not yet explained clearly why he has not been arrested. Today, he moved, apparently, from Kufa, where he had been holed up in a mosque, to the nearby city, holy city of Najaf. Muqtada Sadr himself was not visible, but it looked like, in many cases, His militia had taken over police cars and seemed to have the run of the town. There was absolutely no sign of American troops. Now, of course, going into Najaf would be America's worst nightmare. This would rally all Shiites, whether they're supporters of Muqtada Sadr or not, together.
Circling back to Baghdad, where you are, and there was fighting there yesterday, big fighting over the weekend. What's the situation there now?
Well, there were sporadic clashes overnight. Today, it's quiet in Baghdad, but it's tense. Officials have closed schools and universities for at least the next week. There's a major Shiite holiday on Sunday, and this could be, you know, the next reason for more clashes. And the U.S. has also advised all non-governmental organizations to leave Iraq for the time being, at least for the next 10 days.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Annie, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.